This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is a new month, 2-1-2019. Tomorrow is Groundhog Day. I'm sure Bill Murray and all of Punxsutawney there, they'll be...
I didn't like that movie.
You didn't?
No, didn't like it.
Well, watch it again. And again, and again. Well, with the cold running through the country, I think we would all like some good news from our furry little friend.
Yeah, boy, you're not going to get it with those weather machines.
Great show today. Well, maybe we'll get into a little bit of that. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com is our main website. ThePowerMall.com, the two sites. Dave Janda, Dr. Dave Janda, he's an orthopedic surgeon. He's a radio host from Operation Freedom. He's a friend of mine also. He's very connected in Washington, and we're going to get to see a little bit of his background and his experience when he was there with Reagan. And he really has a unique perspective, and he's going to bring us that today, so we're excited. But until he comes on, we're going to talk about some of the news and some of the current events. Uncle Kevin's here. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
It's great to be back on the Power Hour.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to the biggest story in the world, I think it's in the world, is this whole abortion issue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll get to that a little more. I want to go into some depth on this. This is so big and such a signpost to me. I can't help but dedicate some time to it. Let's get to some other news. Sputnik. Pence calls for end to Maduro government. No time for dialogue, just time for action. Whatever that means. What's action
mean? It's all over the internet that the United States is gathering its military forces and supposedly, don't know for sure, but supposedly they're going to invade and take these people down.
Well, Maduro has threatened, well, does the United States want another Vietnam? At the same time, we've seen...
They ain't going to have another Vietnam there.
At the same... Well, let's hope not. At the same time, we've seen the planes loaded with gold.
Yeah.
Leaving.
Yeah, 20 tons of it?
A lot. I don't know.
Woo, send some over this way.
Yeah, Trump hints he'll discuss border emergency at the State of the Union. Of course, he told reporters today there's a good chance, quote-unquote, he'll declare a national emergency on the U.S. border, but told them to wait until the State of the Union address on the 5th. Of course he is. That's why Nancy Pelosi has pushed this back as long as she could. And, you know, they're trying to deflect this as much as possible, seems like, certainly. The testimony reveals that the FBI official in charge of the Clinton-Trump probes was excluded from key meetings to make the decisions. So the whole person investigating, the key linchpin of the investigation, was not allowed
left out of the loop.
Was left out of the loop in the meetings to make the decisions to go forward.
That makes a lot of sense if you want to clear somebody.
or not indict them.
Yeah.
If you either want to not clear one of them,
not guilty.
Right. You decide which one. The Clinton investigation, Trump. You make your decision. But that's what you want to do. Is if you want one of them cleared, one of them is guilty. That's probably what you do. You make your decision. California pushes bill to teach elementary kids about kids are goats, they're children, about different sexual orientations. SB 239 there in California. We'll get into this more. They're separating sex education from sexual orientation. This is how they're getting around this. You have parents say, well, I can still opt out and whatever.
No.
You can't. You can't.
Can't.
Not in California anymore. And the districts have the option to teach this all the way down to five-year-olds. Or what's first grade? Six-year-old? Five, six?
Six. I think kindergarten is fifth.
A five-year-old. So
5 years old.
So they have the option to take sexual orientation training down, and they'll say, well, that's not sex ed teaching. You see?
Yeah, I see.
So then that's how the drag queen gets in your fourth grader's class.
I saw pictures on that. Oh, my God. If I was there, I'd...
Well, it's a family show. We don't want to get too far into this. Story, this is I end up confronting people because I don't know what else to do about government school and the damage it's done. And people, I get responses like, well, what's the big deal? I don't understand. This is the big deal. This is what happens to people's brains. I wanted to listen to this story, Kev. I don't think I've told you this story, so okay. This will be fresh for you. There's an old photo of soot-covered coal miners in racist blackface says, offended idiot. This is out of InfoWars. An opinion columnist for the Arizona Republic newspaper penned an article in which he claimed that an old photograph of coal miners covered in soot was racist because it reminded him of blackface. Okay, so let me give you the background story. A reporter goes into, he's black, he goes into the restaurant, and on the wall is a picture from, I guess, the early 1900s, maybe sometime, of coal miners. And it's kind of, it's an interesting photo. I mean, they got soot all over them.
And then the... And black lung.
Yeah, and then
that's where the black lung came
with a side of black lung. And then it's got a woman in a white dress, like normal, like right next to one of the sides, and you can totally see the contrast.
Was she bringing his lunch down to him?
No, it's pretty stunning contrast. Anyway, so he sees the picture, and he tells his buddy, that offends me. That's blackface. I'm offended. And the guy at the table says, that's a picture of coal miners. And he says, no, I'm offended. I want to talk to the manager. And so then in his article, he says, a white restaurant owner, quote unquote, is like, white, like that's bad. See why they've been telling us white people are bad? Because they're trying to change thought. Just follow with me here.
I'm listening. I am listening.
He told the, quote, white restaurant owner that he found the photograph, quote, offensive because he felt that it resembled blackface. He then directly admitted that, well, the photograph does show coal miners covered in soot, but then ludicrously asserts that context does not matter, only his feelings. He then goes on to spout a series of pretentious platitudes such as, quote, in art, everyone sees something different. So this moron just said that the world is a big Rorschach test, and that whatever you see and whatever you feel, then that's what's important. So then, if you offended my feeling, you offended me, it doesn't matter if there's a picture of coal miners and that you're a moron.
I agree.
Right, that's what this guy's saying in this article.
Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to get across to people. Well, what's so bad about schools? What's so bad about our schools? This is what.
That's exactly why.
This is what.
Bad about it.
That's right. This guy's. Go ahead.
If I was the owner, I'd just say, you're damn too damn sensitive for me. You got to get the heck out.
Well, okay. Now, think about where we're going. Think about the cake baker in Colorado. And then he got sued, right?
Yeah.
How close are we to him being sued because he's got a quote-unquote offensive picture in his restaurant? How close are we? So in the kind of environment, how close are we to that point?
Real close. Any lawyer will take that. Any ambulance chaser would take that.
Well, they're getting traction because we're such a diluted, yeah. The court system's so diluted. Anyway, this is the logic. It's no longer facts or what's real or 2 + 2 = 4. It's, well, 2 + 2, I don't like the way 2 looks. It offends me, so I'm racially offended. So then it's a category of offensive, a divided category that they use. Now they control speech. They control art. They control perception. They control history. This is history. This is heritage. I mean, I would love to have a picture like that. It's a pretty cool picture or something like of these old people doing different things.
It's a tough job, too.
This is what's wrong. You want to know what's wrong with government school? This is what's wrong with government school. This is what your children, this is what comes out the other side.
How anybody could come to that conclusion is just, he's brainwashed, like Yuri Bresmanov said.
Right, and this is exactly what went on in Red China. They had the Red Book and anything different. And so all thought. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand where this is going? If this is allowed to take root, already the cake baker can't bake a cake of his decision, and he didn't even tell this to the person. But if I own a business, I don't want to serve. Why? I don't want to serve you. Go somewhere else. That's business.
It's business. Yeah.
That's business, but no. So now, if this type of thought is allowed to continue, which it seems like it is here, then what? Now any thought, any emotion, any difference, any quote-unquote diversity, which they claim is a strength, anything different, they'll wipe it all out. There will be no difference.
No difference.
We'll all be in one Borg.
You'll be in the... You'll be in the FEMA camps.
All with the same uniform on.
Yes.
There won't be any pictures of soot-covered miners in the FEMA camps.
Yeah, and red jumpsuits.
All right. Let's go over some of the Turkey warned over Venezuela gold trade. The Turkish government is coming under renewed pressure to stop buying gold from Venezuela. At the same time, Venezuela to sell gold reserves to UAE without Russia's help. The CEO of the biggest mall owner in the U.S. says he's nervous about more retail bankruptcies this year. Amazon's killing these places.
Amazon's killing the more brick and mortar stores.
You got a couple stories to talk about. One was the story about the mob boss in Philadelphia.
This is a big story. God almighty. Remember we were talking about coming home last night from the big city? Nothing's been happening. Well, this has been happening. A powerful union boss who has held a tight grip on construction jobs in Philadelphia region and beyond, indicted on FBI probe with the city councilman and six others. The prosecutor said Dougherty used union funds for his own personal bank account. Supposedly, he was stealing all the pension funds or a lot of the pension funds and bribing all sorts of people.
And the rumor is
that he's been helping to funnel Muslims up through his state.
So part of him stealing the pensions of the
he's using them to bribe plus pay for
people to come in.
People. Illegals to come in. So that's a big story.
What's the other story that you had there?
And the other story is, remember we were talking about this for a long time? The Chinese would, the birth scheme out in California, where they'd fly the pregnant ladies in. They stay at this ritzy hotel. You know, they're about 3 weeks away. They stay at the hotel. It would cost $40,000 to $80,000 to stay there, have their kid, get them to be an American citizen, and then fly home.
Mm-hmm.
And then collect Social Security or
in China.
Yeah, in China. You don't think it happens that they're collecting Social Security and our tax dollars in other countries? It's happening all the time.
And so this was a ring that they
found
in California?
Yeah, 20 people.
In California?
Locked up.
Surprise, surprise, California. What doesn't go on in California? My goodness.
Yeah. But we were looking for good news. Those two stories are good news.
On the other side, we're going to start addressing this abortion situation. I also have a video of the governor there in Virginia and what he says. And you're going to... This is so big, ladies and gentlemen. This is so big. This is a massive signpost for this country, and it cannot stand. It cannot. I mean, if people want to just drive America to hell, let them drive themselves to hell. But there has to be a divide now, and these things cannot be acceptable. And morons who want to use race to say that old pictures of people offend them cannot be heard. You see where this is going? There is no union here. It's divided even more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Dave Chandler is going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. Until then, we're going to talk about these what's going on with the abortions, the pro-choice, pro-life debate, what have you. There's a movie in 1971. Of course, everybody's heard of George Lucas, Star Wars. He made Star Wars. Well, he made a movie about 6 years earlier called THX-1138. You've seen that movie, right, Ken?
Robert Duvall, right?
Robert Duvall. I'm going to read the tagline. If you go look up the movie, you know, on the internet, here's what it's, this is how it describes the movie. In the future, mankind lives in vast underground cities, and free will is outlawed by means of mandatory medication that controls human emotion. But when THX-1138, played by Robert Duvall, and LUH-3417, Maggie McCombie, stop taking their meds, they wake up to the bleak reality of their own existence. They fall in love with each other in the process. But love is also illegal in this Orwellian dystopia, and the act of making love has made both of them outlaws on the run from an army of robotic police. Now, a quote by Bertrand Russell I'm going to cap this with. Now, of course, A Brave New World. Was it written by Bertrand or his brother? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Brave New World. This is the same kind of, the same family, the brothers. This is a quote that he gave talking about our future. Through diet, injections, and injunctions, they will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Pretty daunting quote.
Yeah, it's exactly what they're doing today. They're putting stuff in the air, the water, our shots, the food. I don't think there's not one.
And courts. Then they go to the courts.
Everything. They control everything.
Now, I've said on the show, and I've gotten emails, people have been very critical about this one point. I don't care. I'm trying to get you to understand this. This is the most important thing that this show could get to you, at least knowledge base wise. Socialism is Satanism, or really more accurately, Luciferianism. The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, is God's plan. It's free will. It's choice. It's, you know, it's real choice. And you notice how the other debate, they or pro-choice, they use these terms to control us and take away our free will. You're seeing this now. I mean, it's pretty obvious. When Lucifer's plan was to do what? God made a mistake. You should have never gave fire to man. He should have never gave divinity to man. And that he controls that free will, and he's going to use it to make it so everybody's happy. So everybody's happy, right? That's Lucifer's plan, right?
Yeah.
God's plan is basically, I mean, whether you like it or not, you know, people complain about people being able to be born, people being able to have children. The Creator
gives you free will.
He mandated that. That's the Creator's plan.
You have your free will to fly a kite or shoot a gun.
Yeah, right, basically, right?
Yeah.
And so man gets involved and want to control that. So by using socialism, now I'm not saying all socialists are Luciferian. All I'm saying is socialists are carrying out a Luciferian agenda, whether they realize it or not. And a lot of some at the very top, they do.
Oh, yeah.
They understand.
Top. Yeah, they're.
And we're going to hear a video from, I got it. Queued up here. Hopefully we can get it. But the governor of Virginia defending this abortion situation. You probably remember by now you've seen the politicians in New York applaud when the bill was signed.
And give them a big hug.
And give everybody big hugs about this. And you're probably sitting there thinking, what in the world does abortion have to do with socialism, have to do with Luciferianism, have to do with the Bill of Rights?
Well, we're going to connect.
We're going to do well. I don't know if we have enough time to do it. But we're going to give you some things to think about, and whether you realize it or not, they are totally connected. You either have liberty or you have control. It's this world, this universe is a dual world. There only are two things: total control, Luciferian's plan, or total choice, God's plan, the Creator's plan. And that's why evolution is so important for the socialist plan, because then the board can make decisions. The socialist can make decisions for you, because all you are by happenstance is a glorified cow, a talking cow. Just by happen can come to this point, and you need direction. You need tending. Tell me how that's not, you take that to the fullest extent, tell me how that's not THX1138, that movie.
Yeah, I didn't like that movie.
No, me neither. But that you start taking this to where this leads, and that's what society looks like. That is Luciferianism. This is Lucifer's plan. You want to see what Lucifer's plan is, ladies and gentlemen? You want to see what Satanism really is, the end result of it? Go watch THX1138. It's very clean. It's very bright.
Yeah.
Everybody gets along. Everything's just fine.
Calm.
Everything's calm and sterile. And there's no emotion. And there's no emotion. Remember I told you about the power of emotion in the universe, how it responds to you? It's been hacked. It's been hijacked. You want to see where Luciferianism leads, where socialism leads? Go watch THX1138. Why? What have you been given that makes you closer to God? Your ability to reproduce, your ability to think, imagine, all these things. Stay tuned.
Create
on the other side.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department reports that U.S. economy added 304,000 jobs in January, smashing through expectations for 165,000 jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 4%. Meanwhile, the labor force participation rate came in at 63.2%. Former Reagan economics advisor Art Laffer tells Fox News these numbers are good news.
But it's just great numbers. Wage growth over the past year, as Kevin Hassett said, is going to be there. And sure enough, there it is. I mean, all of these numbers, participation rate over the past year, employment to population, all are increasing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the U.S. is pulling out of a treaty with Russia that's been the centerpiece of arms control since the Cold War. And at the White House, President Trump is hosting a meeting on human trafficking. Trump is called human trafficking a serious problem at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you so much for all your purchases over the Power Mall. That's what funds us, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, Cardio Miracle, new product, the Strauss Heart Drops, all on sale, the Living Clay. We do have some warehouse moving products on sale that you can call. But you got to call Jay. I can't advertise them. The Global Healing, Good Health Naturally, the Curcumin, and what have you, the Serapeptase, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you for your donations, for your purchases, for your prayers, what have you. Keep them coming. I mean, we're here because of you, so thank you very much. I got an interesting thing. I found this the other day. My friend gave me this a while ago, but I wanted to share this with you. My friend, have you ever held $100 trillion in your hand, Kev?
3 days ago when you handed it.
My friend gave me a note. It's one note. This is real. This isn't a joke. It's a real note from Zimbabwe. $100 trillion. $100 trillion. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. I don't know what they're reserving, but I have a. That's what.
I'd save on to it. It's probably going to be worth something someday.
Yeah, you might be able to buy a Tic Tac with it. Yeah, just kind of as a novelty. I said the other day, and it's kind of a premise of what we're going to talk about. If you said that the population of ancient Israel was decreasing, that foreigners were invading in mass and taking our money, if you said the country was sicker, the nation was getting sicker, and you said that there was no honest money, what would you say about ancient Israel in the Bible? What would you say?
It has fallen.
It's fallen. It's cursed.
Yeah.
It's not fallen yet, but it's cursed. The curse is starting to go on it, right? Now what if you said, well, they are sacrificing babies to Molech and fires?
Ooh, that's a bad thing.
Then that'd be obvious, right?
Yeah.
There's no doubt at that point. Obviously, we've been very critical of preachers and churches, and they're the ones that have let us down because they don't even teach Christians what to fight for. And you got to understand, socialism... They are fighting for Christianity. They're fighting against socialism. Because that's Lucifer. That's what you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think the extent of this is? And now we're seeing just how vile this really is. Here, this is a governor of Virginia defending the policy in New York, but what they're trying to do it in Virginia also. So here it is.
There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by Republican delegate.
Yeah, she was pressed. And, you mean to tell me that you're just basically going to kill the live baby?
About whether her bill would permit an abortion even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly
knows his technique. She asks, "Yet, do you support the measure?" He doesn't answer the question.
Deflect.
Deflect. Well, I wasn't there. Do you support the measure or not? Yeah, let's continue with this howdy doody, as I say. It's like, anyway. Well,
I can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you one.
See how? Oh, it's so respectful. For Delegate Tran. To give her an appearance of, do you see how these elected officials, quote unquote officials, now they have a
empathy.
An air of legitimacy, right? Oh, well, she's a delegate, so it's legitimate. We've given legitimacy to their illegitimacy. Delegate Tran. See what he did psychologically? He didn't answer the question. He deflected. He wasn't there. And Delegate Tran. I'm sure Delegate Tran was put in a difficult situation. Why don't you just call her a damn murderer? Why don't you just call her that?
The first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians.
Okay, stop right there. This is so key, ladies and gentlemen. Laura Presley was on earlier this week, and she said, please go back and listen to that interview if you have a chance, if you want to, maybe you can't have internet access, maybe get the copy of on CD from Catherine. Her story is immensely, monumentally inspiring, and not only a blueprint, not only that, but a blueprint for what we can do. She said, we're called to be more than human. We are more than human. That's what I've been telling you. Humans are just animals. By legal definition, in the 1800s, they were clear on this, on these legal definitions. So what the Declaration of Independence did was declare by natural law that, one, we're not an evolution society, we're a creationist society, and that we believe our rights come from God. See, once you break that, then all hell goes loose. Do you get it, ladies and gentlemen?
I get it.
Okay, once you break that, then anything's open, and you can murder babies on the birthing table. Do you see? And what's next? Grandma and grandpa or whatever? But this point, we're called to be more than humans. What did he just say? Well, this is why, and this is, see how they use socialism, how they use government? This is why, he talks to convoys,
NPR.
Yeah, like NPR. I can see how this is why providers need to make the decision. No, moron, you're making the decision. You're trying to pass the law for the government. So they're using the government to control the will of the people. That should be the people's decision. See, you can't make that. What's he saying? Well, you can't make that decision. You're not intelligent enough. You're not respected enough. You're not endowed enough. You're a human. You get it? You're a cattle. You cannot make this decision whether to have your baby or not. It must be decided by providers, by professionals. So they use the government as an instrument, as a tool to separate you from your own free will. You see this? You see it now.
I see it. Eugenics.
Any other comment on that before we continue with this this lovely little report here?
It's making me mad, already.
This will make me mad. I'm trying not to cuss, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to stay flat, you know, in my chair here. But this sends me. I'm about to, you know. Let me just play.
And Fowlers that are involved. There.
No, the providers. Oh yeah, and the mothers and fathers. Oh, the provider. Oh yeah, I guess the mothers and fathers too.
There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians.
More legitimacy, he's trying to add to it. More legitimacy. It's done with the consent of the mother. The mother wanted to kill that two-year-old. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't take care of it anymore. You don't want the government to have to take, because the government takes care of everybody. We can't handle, you know, the mother said it was okay. You know, using your free will against us. Do you see, ladies and gentlemen? The free will of the mother, they're shoving in our face. She had the choice, and the doctor's right behind it. The professional made the decision. The mother just was okay with it, but the professional made the decision. Taking your free will and your common sense and your dignity and righteousness and goodness away from you, dictated by government statute. The corporate state, this is good for corporations. It's not good for you. It's not good for God. So they use the corporate structure of the government now to then force and take your will away from you. And these Luciferians are using your will in your face to then take your will. That's what's going on.
More than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be...
Again, more than one physician. We're legitimate. We're legitimate, ladies and gentlemen.
All in a non-threatening voice.
Yeah, oh, this is so serious. You know, this is so up and up.
Be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non-viable.
Stop. God Almighty, this... Well, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. Everybody knows a fetus who's non-viable is going to die. You don't got to abort a non-viable fetus, you moron.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion.
My God. Did you hear what this piece of filth just said?
I heard it.
He said, "But I think this has been blown out of proportion." Are you effing kidding me?
The human life.
He just said, "Okay, you see how they push down a throat? Well, it's not a baby. It's not even their body. You know, blah blah blah." I think they say something like this later in this film. I'm seeing red right now. This has been blown out of proportion. Okay, so the fact that the lady had the baby, it's born, it's on the table. And then they're debating whether to kill it or not. And that's blown out of proportion. So my anger, me being upset, me being out of my damn mind about this, is I'm blowing this out of proportion. Is that basically what he's saying, Kev?
Exactly what he said.
Because I'm pretty upset. I don't know if I can make sense of what they say.
We're not okay with infanticide.
But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions.
Of course you do, you jackass! You want to be involved in every part of this! What do you mean that you don't want the government involved? You want the government involved there to use the force, their force of the whole government and their arms to justify killing babies.
Decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think most...
Did you hear that? Oh, my God, I'm so damn mad right now. Take us out, Kev.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch.
God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
One of the really exciting things for me personally about being on this type of show is getting involved and coming in contact, getting to know people like our next guest. I consider him a friend. I've been on his show several times, and we go back and forth. Sometimes he's been on here before. People loved him. It was a great guest to have him, Dave Janda. He is a orthopedic surgeon there in Michigan. He is very well connected. He is a very outspoken critic of Obamacare when that was at its height. He, administrations use him for his research and for his knowledge. He has been a very outspoken advocate for Make America Great Again, whatever, all those different policies, and has a real unique insight on some of those things. We're so happy to welcome Dave. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, Dan, thanks very much for having me back on your show and your platform. It's always an honor.
And now your website is DaveJanda.com. Operation Freedom is your talk show host also. So DaveJanda.com, and they can see how to listen to you. It's a great show. I encourage you to listen to Dave. But Dave, I want to start. Tell us a little bit about your background. Not a whole lot, but just a little bit about when it comes to the Reagan administration and kind of what you saw there and that story there that I thought was just fantastic.
Well, thanks, Dan. As you mentioned, by trade, I was an orthopedic surgeon for 32 years, actually. I retired on January 1st, 2017. Reason for my retiring is because, having worked in healthcare policy for 30 years, at that point, I knew what was in Obamacare and when certain protocols and government restrictions and were going to hit. And in particular, the part that I found very onerous was the electronic medical record side of the equation. You know, for 32 years as an orthopedic surgeon with the group I was with, we treated many thousands of individuals, and we never had a breach in the medical records. And those were paper records. And everyone says, well, electronic medical records, that's technology and that's getting ahead. And that is true, but there's also a huge downside to electronic medical records, and especially the way it was, if you will, utilized or, let's say, abused with Obamacare, where starting on January 1st, 2017, you would be penalized if you did not send the patient's records, not just to the insurance company, of which they had a contract with to provide the patient insurance, but you also were mandated to send the information to the government. And I believe that was a huge breach in confidentiality of patients. I had never lied to a patient in my 32 years of taking care of folks, and I didn't want to participate in that type of onerous breach. And, when we become physicians, we take an oath to do no harm, and I felt that that was huge harm to the patient. Now, I was an old person at the time, so I could say I'm not going to do this and I'm out of there. The problem is there are a lot of young folks that are deeply in debt, that have new young families, that are in the practice of medicine, and they cannot say, I don't like this. I guess they could, but it would be suicide, because all you know is medicine, how to take care of people, how to do it the right way, and the like. So I decided I was going to step away. I, as you mentioned, have had the radio show Operation Freedom, which folks can stream live free at DaveJanda.com if they're not in our terrestrial network, which is in southeast Michigan. And it actually covers most of Michigan, the signal. But folks can stream it. We have listeners from every week from 50 states, and last week over 90 countries around the world that streamed the show live. Or if through our subscription service, which is $9 a month, folks can get the podcast in addition to our other shows, two other shows that we do every week. But Dan, I had started in this whole process of being an orthopedic surgeon, and I had also an economics background, and I had been doing a lot of research in the prevention side of the equation. This is as far back as the late 1980s. And just one of our studies got a significant amount of media attention when we found a way, focusing on prevention, we found a way to prevent 1.7 million people every year in the United States from getting injured and save $2 billion every year in healthcare costs. And we spend $1,000 once and got those results. And this is where, and this was completely inadvertent, and this is where I started to get involved in healthcare policy, because at the time it was the tail end of President Reagan's term in office. It was in 1988, and I had gotten a call and asked if I would be interested in networking and utilizing the work we had done in prevention with the then Surgeon General, C. Everett Koop, and a number of other folks that were working on domestic policy issues, in particular with health care reform, to make the health care system more available, more affordable, more quality-oriented. What's very frustrating, Dan, is that now that's 30 years, over 30 years ago, you know, the focus that Dr. Koop put on health care reform to enhance the healthcare delivery system, because Dr. Koop was a very famous pediatric surgeon prior to him coming to Washington. Dr. Koop really focused on free market reforms such as what were called medical IRAs, now called health savings accounts, expanding the role of primary care physicians, now called direct primary care, having insurance companies compete rather than collude, having insurance companies being able to sell insurance across state lines, having small businesses be able to pool their resources to get better prices for their employees and for their companies, to create high-risk pools to avoid the pre-existing condition issue, to make it so that there was more competition in the pharmaceutical industry so drug prices would actually fall and not ever escalate. These are just some of the recommendations that Dr. Koop put forward in a focus on prevention and wellness initiatives that we were involved with. And it's interesting, he went to President Reagan at the time and said, look, this will make healthcare more available, more affordable, more quality-oriented for every American. This is in 1988. But he said, this is going to upset big insurance, big medicine, like the AMA, and the pharmaceutical industry, big pharma. And it's my understanding at that interaction, President Reagan said, I don't really care who we upset. I just want to make sure that it helps people. So go for it, which was very refreshing. And a number of us were pushing forward on that, and then it was the end of his term, and we automatically assumed, which was a bad assumption, that when President Bush the First would come into office, he would just pick up that gauntlet that President Reagan had thrown down against the insurance industry and pharmaceutical industry and carry on. Well, he actually went in reverse. And this is President Bush's reaction to what Dr. Koop had presented, which is why Dr. Koop didn't last very long as the Surgeon General under President Bush the First, is because what happened was is that President Bush was like, well, do you know how much money we get from the insurance industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and big medicine? We don't want to make them mad, so let's put this on the back burner. And basically paid lip service to prevention and wellness and free market health care reform. And because he avoided it and went in reverse, this is what ushered in Hillary Care, or the potential of Hillary Care. So after he left office, Clinton comes in, and I got contacted by the Clinton administration. Well, we understand you have some ideas on health care policy. Let's hear what they are, and I presented
Hold that thought, Dave. Stay right there, Dave. We got a break here. On the other side, we'll continue. Dave Janda, DaveJanda.com, ThePowerHour.com. Great story. We'll get the others on the other side.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from The Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.